I'm going to actually move up item number 12 before item number 10 due to time constraint. So item number 12, discussion for possible action. Request from the Deputy Secretary for Elections, Mark, I'm going to butcher this, I'm sorry, Voloshin.
Yes, sir.
Nevada Secretary of State's office to discuss formal voter outreach campaign. The intent of this campaign is to provide clear, factual, and nonpartisan information. So, Mark, you have the floor.
Perfect. Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Mark Voloshin, Deputy Secretary of State for Elections, for the record. I'm here today on behalf of Secretary of State Barbara Sagaski in order to discuss the plan for our voter outreach campaign and to ask for your assistance. In close coordination with your county clerk, and in addition to her local voter outreach campaign, I intend to spend significant portions of the next 18 to 24 months providing facts to groups of current or future voters. Among the many lessons learned from the 2020 election cycle, we identified the very clear need to spend more time talking with voters about how our elections are conducted and administered at the state and local level. The specific procedural and technical details, something that had not previously been of interest to many voters, are now being discussed at dinner tables, association meetings, and on social media across the state. Unfortunately, many of those discussions include everything from deliberate falsehoods to simple misunderstandings about the federal and state laws to which we maintain strict compliance. That alone has led to significant confusion. But adding to this confusion, the 2021 legislative session created a number of changes to how our elections will be conducted during future election cycles. These changes include different timelines for ballot submission and signature curing, new options for specific classifications of voters, and others that will further complicate voter understanding of an already complex process. While I have an acute understanding of our state's elections law, I do not have as keen an awareness of your constituents, their concerns and questions, or how to best contact them. Therefore, in order to maximize the effectiveness of this voter outreach campaign, I ask that through your county clerk, you direct me towards those advocacy groups, community leaders, and others who could benefit from a discussion about our elections. The conversations can be in person when possible or via Zoom, and there's no limit to how many we can schedule or a deadline by which we must be complete. Of course, I will try to talk to as many people as possible before the 2022 general election on November 8th of next year, but I recognize that these conversations will need to continue well into 2023 and 2024. Of note, I will ask to schedule a similar meeting such as this with our statewide elected officials, your county school board, and many other boards and advocacy groups across the state. I would also like to schedule a follow-up meeting with this board so I'm able to discuss these same items and can answer any questions you may have. Our electoral process is intricate, but our voters deserve to hear from a trusted source about how it works, what Vanessa and her team do to comply with federal and state laws, and why I am firm in my belief that our process is secure. With that being said, I'm available for your questions.
Thank you. I'm going to go to public comment first, and then I'll check with my fellow commissioners. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Yep, please come to the podium. And then state your name for the record.
All right. My name is Christina Schwanke. I am a resident of the Highlands and also the chairwoman of the Story County Republican Party. No offense, I don't know you, but you are not a trusted source. At this point in time, many people have come to me in Story County with concerns about our elections. We have many concerns about the Dominion machines that we've used. Those date back well before the 2020 election with documentaries such as Kill Chain. This is a nonpartisan thing. You have everybody from Trump to Amy Klobuchar to Elizabeth Warren that have talked about this. We have seen in the past... We have seen in the past month the release of the Arizona audits, which have shown 53,000 perceived fraudulent votes. We have also seen from that audit that there were 17,000 duplicate votes in Arizona, where the margin of victory was only 10,000. They also were able to prove in Arizona that the Dominion machines that are used in this county were connected to the internet, while the Secretary of State will not open those machines and prove otherwise to us. Our voter rolls in Story County, as well as the rest of Nevada, are severely compromised, with many people in the Highlands reporting to me that they received far more than one ballot, up to seven in some cases. People saying that they were getting ballots in nicknames and their real name. Barbara Sagaski herself admitted that 4,000 non-citizens voted in 2020, Well, there has been nothing presented to us in Story County to support that she's doing anything to fix this. In fact, she said that there's no way to check citizenship. So, and then we also have questions as far as now that we have universal mail-in ballots, who sits on the boards to check and make sure the signatures match. So, yes, there are questions, and I think that it's going to take more than a conversation from our Secretary of State's office. In my opinion, we need a full forensic audit of Clark County and Washoe County, if not the rest of the state, because we are seeing similar problems even in the rural counties. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there any more public comment? I don't see anybody in-house. Anybody on Zoom care to chime in? I'll give it just a second. You can use star 6 to unmute yourself or the raise your hand feature. Not seeing any takers on public comment on Zoom. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for?
I don't have any questions, but I certainly applaud this effort. I've joined so many that I'm so concerned about the election process in our country today. I believe it's severely compromised, and it's timely that we start working on some outcomes right now. So I'm delighted that you're undertaking that process.
Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
Yeah, I certainly welcome more communication. And, you know, we've been, of course, having internal conversations within the community with our local representatives. As you might imagine, you know, some of these conversations may be some rough sledding because of the concerns and the gravity of the concerns. But I believe the answer is more, not less. And if you're up to the task, we're happy to have you.
All right, thank you. The only comment I have is I applaud you coming up here, starting this conversation. As you can see, you know, there's definitely one contact you may want to reach out to for further explanation. You know, and I guess we'll just you know, wait to see how things develop. I don't know if you've got a plan to come back up here next, but you know, we look forward to seeing you next time and seeing what else, you know, what other issues you've addressed or are going to address.
Absolutely, sir. And I appreciate that. And the comment about the timing, I think, is one that absolutely warrants addressing. Part of the reason we didn't do this earlier in the year is because Secretary Sagaski didn't want me to come out and say, here are the things we're going to do. She wanted me to be able to come out and say, here are the things that we, in close coordination with the county clerks across the state, have now accomplished to make things even better from 2020, looking to 2022. So certainly I can work with Vanessa. We can identify a time on your schedule that supports, perhaps, again, even an increased amount of participation. Certainly we'll reach out to the individuals that have highlighted concerns to address them. I agree. It's not a one and done. There needs to be a series of conversations, probably to address a number of different concerns across your electorate. But it's certainly something that we're prepared and ready to do. May not always be fun, positive conversations, but they absolutely need to happen. Right. And we recognize that, and that's why Secretary Sagaski has directed us to take these actions. So I do appreciate your time and attention today, and I look forward to talking with you soon.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you.